Very pleased to be joined this morning by Niagara University President Father James Marr. Father Marr, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Happy to be here, Jay. Thank you.
All right, a big doings going on at Niagara today, a major investment into one of your dining facilities. Talk about the need for this.
Well, you know, Jay, the on the campus, there's certain places where students spend an inordinate amount of time, so the dining facility, you know, has always been a place where students come together for meals. They talk about their day. They share their fellowship, and so it's a wonderful place of hospitality. So we're really investing in that space, and with an $8 million investment in the Clay Dining Commons, and so it's a great way to be able to enhance their experience, you know, as they gather for meals and to share their stories and talk about their experience at Niagara University. So it's a wonderful investment as we go forward.
$8 million, though, you'd like to think that goes a long way. You, of course, have to oversee the project. What it specifically will be done inside the dining facility?
Well, it'll be two principal areas of renovation, Jay. One will be that the current internal dining commons area will be transformed into a modernized sort of state-of-the-art facility with sort of live demonstrations of cooking, food being prepared freshly right in front of the students, and so a whole different way of thinking about dining, which is consistent with a lot of what's happening in the field of hospitality. And then we'll be adding about 250 seats to our facility, and that will help us to be able to not only enhance the student experience, but to accommodate visitors on campus, banquets, you know, other opportunities for people to sort of come to Niagara, see the region, and see the beautiful campus of 165 acres. So it sort of accomplishes both of those things in one full swoop.
And does it also reflect, though, the expectations of students today? I mean, I think back to when I was in college, and that's a long, 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 long time ago. But, you know, the facilities were stark, to say the least. Things have changed. What about that? Is that something that you as a university need to do?
Well, it's really what I speak about, Jay, is really the commitment to excellence in operations and programs. And that's really what's reflected in, you know, this renovation. It's really being able to say that the students spend a significant amount of their time and they're going to form real memories. And the memories, first of all, will be based on their experience at Niagara and the relationships that they share with the faculty, the administration, and their fellow students. But to do that in a place of hospitality that has, you know, a beautiful view, that has a state-of-the-art facility, and really just enhances the hospitality of the experience with the hospitality of the environment. So that's really what we're trying to do, is match up the experience they have at Niagara with, you know, a facility that really reflects sort of the dignity of their experience and the beauty of it. And so that's really something that's, you know, it's long overdue, but it's a wonderful opportunity for us, you know, to be able to do that and to do it, Jay, in a way that's consistent with our Catholic values and our commitment to the environment. You know, the space has not only state-of-the-art, will not only be a state-of-the-art facility, but it'll also be state-of-the-art environmental stewardship practices, which are, you know, consistent with our commitment to Catholic social teaching and what we've committed ourselves as a campus community to, you know, protection and promotion of environmental values as we go forward.
And, of course, the Great Recession wasn't good for many people at all, but when it came to colleges, they seemed to really get hurt, especially smaller private colleges like Niagara. Moving forward, how do things look for Niagara?
You know, I think the future is very bright. We've had a nice uptick in terms of our enrollment in the region and beyond. We have a wonderful group of faculty and tremendous academic programs, a beautiful campus and a wonderful caring community. And, you know, those are the things that are at the core of the educational experience in higher education. And we see ourselves really as working with our partners to, you know, really promote the region of Western New York and to be really focused on the community of Niagara Falls, that, you know, we've got to really be partners with government, business, the nonprofit sector in the alleviation and the elimination of poverty in our community. And one of my hopes for this facility as well, Jay, is that people will feel the invitation and see it as an invitation to come to the campus and use the facility as well, not only for our university community, but the community of Niagara Falls, the Western New York, and the larger region, and to bring people into that kind of a high-quality experience is something that's really, really important for us as we go forward.
Father James Myers, the president of Niagara University, joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Jay.